Welcome to this pre-visit information for the audio-described tour of Clifford's Tower. It will take about 4 minutes to listen to. The tour of the tower itself will take about 1.5 hours. This pale yellow stone tower was commissioned by Henry III in the mid-13th century and stands on top of a motte or earth mound. The mound is about 12 metres high, and the tower rises a further 12 metres and is some 22 metres wide. The tower has an elaborate and unusual design, roughly round in shape, but with 4 rounded lobes. Viewed from above, these 4 rounded lobes resemble a 4-leaf clover, a design modelled on a tower at Etampes in France and unique in England. A programme of conservation and restoration undertaken between 2020 and 2022 has enhanced the inside of the tower and made it more accessible. What was an empty shell of a building, open to the elements and with an uneven walk around its wall, has been transformed by an impressive internal structure. 4 massive pillars support a high wooden deck, allowing visitors to access the upper level of the tower and walk safely around its perimeter. Built to dominate the city, the tower retains fine panoramic views over York. A modern stairway and metal walkways hang suspended from the wooden structure, allowing access to 2 other internal spaces. The chapel above the main entrance and the garde-robe, a medieval toilet, on what would have been the first floor. Visitors have not been able to experience this level of the tower since the 17th century. The tour starts on a modern semicircular paved area at the bottom of the motte. Parked on this area is a Piaggio, a small 3-wheeled vehicle painted stone grey with the English Heritage logo on the side. This sells tickets and guidebooks. A handheld tactile map of the tower, available here, has a QR code, allowing you to download a fuller description of this outside area. Once inside the tower's history is told on a number of information panels. To the left of each panel, a QR code will allow you to download an audio file, which combines the panel text with more descriptive information. The QR code has a raised tactile frame, providing information in Braille. The audio downloads also include brief orientation information to help you find the next panel and the next QR code. Stories about the history of the site can also be heard within audio seating on the ground floor. To benefit from the inbuilt hearing loop system, you'll need to set your hearing aid devices to the T telecoil setting. Please note that because of the ancient and historic nature of the building, routes can be tricky and floors uneven. Access to the chapel and the wooden decking on the upper level will always involve spiral stairs. Please also be aware that there is no cloakroom, public convenience or cafe facilities on site, but these can be found nearby. Please ask a member of staff. Once you arrive on site, go to the Piaggio and ask for a tactile map. On this map you'll find a QR code, which you can use to download a fuller description of the outside area, which includes a bronze tactile map of the castle set within the city of York as it would have been in the 13th century. The downloaded audio also contains directions up the 55 steps that lead to the tower entrance.